Audrey Azoulay wasn't expected to win, but after a tense week of voting, she emerged victorious as the new head of UNESCO, taking over the Paris-based organisation at a turbulent time. It currently faces huge questions over its future funding and mission, and Azoulay acknowledged the challenges ahead. In this moment of crisis, I think that we need more than ever to implicate ourselves in supporting UNESCO, look for ways to reinforce it and reform it, and not to walk out. But walk out they did. With voting still taking place, Israel followed the US's decision to suddenly quit the agency a day ago. UNESCO's US representative, Chris Hagedorn, says the organization has become biased against Israel.
Unfortunately, this venue has become politicized, undermining the work of UNESCO across its mandate. It's become a venue for anti-Israel bias. And unfortunately, we are taking the decision to withdraw from UNESCO at this time.
UNESCO is best known for protecting world archaeological and heritage sites, including the Syrian ruins of Palmyra. The US previously withdrew under Ronald Reagan and in 2011 cut $80 million in funding to UNESCO in protest at Palestine's full membership. Since then, the US and Israel have become increasingly upset at decisions made by the organization, including earlier this year declaring the old city of Hebron in the West Bank a Palestinian World Heritage Site. Political analyst Joel Rubin says tension had been growing steadily.
Certainly this has been something that has been growing over time because it tells the rest of the world that the United States does not want to engage if we don't get what we want.
UNESCO's outgoing chief, Irina Bokova, says she leaves the position disappointed.
Politicization of UNESCO these last years has taken a toll on the organization.
But critics, including journalist Pierre Husky, says the organization is in desperate need of reform.
There's no way UNESCO can totally escape the politicizing. What it could do better than it has until now is avoid divisions that lead to some countries abandoning it, abandoning the ship and leaving it without funding and without a consensus.